This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's little question that the Affordable Care Act is a game changer for Americans who had jobs where no insurance was available from the employer, or who had pre-existing conditions, or whose incomes didn't qualify them for Medicaid but couldn't afford to buy health coverage with what they were making. But as the health care picture brightens for these Americans, there are others who are frankly sick of the ACA and the upheaval that it has brought into their lives. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House took a look at what the ACA has meant for a typical small Michigan business. Daniel, tell us about American Gear and Engineering. That's the company you profile in today's column in the news.
Yeah, it's a little company in Westland, Michigan, and owned and run by a guy named Jeff Emerson. And they started looking at their insurance because it was time for renewal. And essentially, to cut to the chase, to keep the same kind of coverage that they had for their 47 employees starting later this summer, I think June 1st, they were going to end up having to pay an additional $107,000 in change for their employees, which on a company of his size would have come pretty close probably to erasing his bottom line. And that's in a fairly decent economy for little gear shops like his. And so essentially they were faced with a choice. Do they pay that and run that risk, or do they offload some of the costs? Well, they came to the conclusion that they couldn't maintain the policies that they had with the kind of deductibles and copays that they had and force all of that money off onto their employees. So what they've decided to do, and what they're in the process of deciding to do, I should say, is go with a less generous plan that raises copays and out-of-pocket expenses for their employees and their families to essentially kind of keep their bill even. But it's a very difficult process. He's also come to the realization that he's paying about $14,000 in fees, most of which go to the federal government, which goes into a fund that will be used to backstop insurance companies if they lose money, which is, some people talk about it as a backdoor bailout to the health insurance company, and guys like Jeff are essentially footing that bill. They showed me some bills that they received on these kinds of fees that went, they jumped, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks to $1,200 from December to January. So, I mean, they're seeing increases that are just coming out of the blue and really hitting them in the head.
And what happens when he calls anybody for clarification, help, whatever?
Well, he's a guy who is not afraid to get on the phone and call his elected leaders. And the story he tells is he called Senator Stabenow's office, and it went back and forth. And at one point, the person hung up on him. His controller sent emails to Senator Levin's office, and the response was, "Well, we have to check into this." Which is a little head-scratching because, you know, we are in the month of the fourth anniversary of the signing of the Affordable Care Act, and you've got members of the president's party in the Senate still saying, well, we didn't know that was going to impact employers this way. Called the attorney general's office in Michigan and basically said, you know, that's not our bailiwick. We really can't do much about it. Called the governor's office a couple of times, talked to them. The response was, well, number one, the governor doesn't support Obamacare, and number two, he's a Republican, and the Democrats don't care what he thinks anyway. So the bottom line is there's not a lot of relief or sympathy that a guy like this is able to get. And as he pointed out to me, even if you delay, even because of some of these serial delays that the Obama administration is doing to its own law, that doesn't really help him because in his case, the Blue Care Network that his company had policy had been using disappears June 1st. So and we've heard this before, the insurance companies are already, you know, have already set this whole thing in motion, and they're moving down the road here. And so he's trying to figure out a way to deal with this. This is a small company, small business owner, had a lot of employees have been with him since they were teenagers. And as he pointed out to me, you know, they came here, you know, 15 years ago and making $6 and $7 an hour. Now some of these guys are making $22, $24 an hour. They're doing well. They're part of the family. I know their spouses. I know their kids. This is important to me, and not just to offload it, or as some guys are doing, saying, oh, here's $500 or here's $1,000, now go out and get your own. I'm not going to do it anymore. And the numbers and the increase, I think what's really shocking is the increases that are coming to these companies and how they're having to essentially trade off policies to keep their healthcare spend roughly acceptable. I mean, I think some people know that there's going to be increases, but these increases, I mean, $107,000 in your spend in 1 year is remarkable.
And to those who say, well, the people who are flinching and reeling with these higher costs had a pretty good ride with their health coverage while so many other Americans were left out in the cold, and that really that the benefit for all Americans needs to trump an individual's problems.
Well, you know, that I we're certainly familiar with that argument, but you know, as he said to me, he said there's a lot fewer regular Joes that are going to be around to pay the bills, and that's that. This is all predicated on the fact that people are working and they're able to pay the premiums and to provide for other people. And this is all happening at a time where there continues to be uncertainty in the marketplace about what business costs are going to be. And I think what we see from the administration and their supporters is kind of a dismissal of that as an issue. But you sit and talk to a guy like Jeff, or you talk to other business people, or you look at the jobs numbers, and you realize that while the moving targets of Obamacare probably aren't the sole reason for slow economic growth, they've got to be a contributing factor because people don't know what their costs are going to be. And now they've pushed it out a couple more years, so we continue this uncertainty and not really knowing how these things are going to play out because the numbers are going to change every year.
Daniel Howes, Detroit News business columnist with the view from the world of the small business person on the Affordable Care Act. Daniel, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.